Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Who had Screwball Radio. Another Saturday. We in the building. It's your boy Comet. Shout out Black Piggity. My brother E. Mossberg. We What's on good? Another Saturday. What's good, world? What's good?
Hey, man. Episode 158, man. Boy, man, that's crazy, man. When I typed that up, I said, damn, we did 158 episodes.
You sound mad far away.
You hear me now?
You still sound like you far away.
Hold on, let me change phones right quick.
But yeah, man,
hold on
Saturday.
Hold on right there. I'm going to change phones.
We bringing you nothing but that raw hip-hop. How y'all doing out there, world? If y'all want to chime in with us, the number's 516-531-9596. You know what I mean? It's been a crazy week. Health over wealth. And, you know, just keeping the vibe right. You know what I'm saying? Supporting the culture. The Screwball Radio is for the culture. We're not vultures. We're here for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody out there representing the culture. It's what we live for. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep. You hear me better now?
Yeah, yeah. You sound better.
Yeah, I had to switch phones. But yeah, man, 158, brother. Been a long journey since our first show.
Yeah, when was our first show? 2020, but was like September 2020, October 2020?
Yeah, it was on October Halloween of that year.
Just putting in pain, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you love something, like, You know what I mean? Like I love hip hop. I know you like, you know, broadcasting. It don't matter about the money if you're making a lot of money or not. It's the passion that you have for what you do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for those people out there that's listening to us, we appreciate y'all. Because we're not getting paid for this. We do this out of the sheer love for the culture, for hip-hop, for the artists. You know what I mean? The people that contributed to our shows, the people that come on for interviews. You know, we spotlight artists up and coming, shine bright on the OGs. Like, we do this for y'all. Like, we not getting paid for this. We do this out of sheer passion and love, man. And we appreciate everybody that tunes in with us, calls up. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing better than that, man. It's just strictly love, you know?
Absolutely. And doing this show, too, also reignited my love for the game at times, man. Because when you see a lot of this BS out there that's being exposed, like, from radio and mainstream and stuff, and sometimes even when you're taking positions and working with these stations, it sometimes lower your spirit, you know, with the low frequency music that he played. But finding this show here, man, and doing this with you guys, it gave me great motivation to find the new talent, to find the hungriest artists, and still seeing the legends still doing their thing. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, the difference is that radio is programming, right? So those are programs. They are programming you to what they want you to hear. We don't do programming. We just have fun, you know? That's the difference. You know what I mean? Like, pull it on, bring them on real quick.
Yo, Screwball Radio. I'm late, but it's still great. My voice is kind of fucked up, yo. I'm on deck. I'm dealing with the fucking technical issue. I mean, I'm online and I'm listening to y'all. All right? Give me a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so the whole thing with you know, when we listening to radio, right? So, and you turn on that FM dial or whatever it is you're listening to, there's a program director behind all of that that's telling you what to play. You know what I'm saying? Over here, we're playing out of, I don't want to say being A&Rs and trying to find talent, but we're listening to the entertainment world, whether you mainstream, underground. You know, we kind of go more towards the underground because, you know, at one point underground was the mainstream. But, and underground music gives you the rawness, you know what I'm saying? They give you the culture lives underground. The culture don't live in the mainstream. The mainstream is just the politics, the business, the highs and the lows, the pain under the table. You know, that's mainstream for you. But the underground is just sheer passion, sheer talent. A lot of these underground artists aren't making what they should be making, but they still do it because they love it. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop was started out of love, out of community, out of getting together and doing something great for your neighborhood and showcasing some talent in the neighborhood. And it just grew big, you know what I'm saying? That I could be from the Bronx and you could listen to me in Japan. I could be from Queensbridge and you listen to me in Germany. I could be from North Carolina and you listen to me in Hawaii. That's how big hip hop got. You know? So
big facts.
You know, with the radio, it's all programming. This is what the labels are pushing onto them. So the program director works for the company that deals with the label. So that's how that happens. and the labels pushed the music onto the radio stations, and you know, record labels are sponsors, investors, all into radio stations. You know what I'm saying? So they gonna play what's being pushed onto them because, you know, it's in their contract, it's in whatever. You know, that's why I like Sirius Satellite, and that's why I love Screwball Radio, Off the Cuff Radio, is because we're not programmed. Even though Sirius got a program director, shout out Sirius Mills, but they kind of let the radio shows do their own thing. You know what I'm saying? They let the DJs control the narrative. They let the DJs play what they want to play. You know what I'm saying? It's not so much like,
right,
yo, here's the new hot artist, play him. And you're hearing him through all the radio shows. Like, that's not what happens over there. You know? You know, shout out all the Sirius XM DJs, you know, DJ Eclipse, the Hip Hop Show, you know, Static Selector, his show. There's a few shows up there, you know what I mean? Torre. A lot of shows up there going on, you know what I mean? And it's just, they pushing the culture. You know, you might have some of the radio shows that play the mainstream music, but for the most part, a lot of the shows play underground music. And they break some artists. Even though they break an artist that they know personally and they not just, oh, finding a random artist and breaking them. That's what DJs used to do. They find a random artist and they break them. So that's what we do here on Screwball Radio. We find a random artist who got bars, who's fire, our standings, because, you know, everybody got their own opinion. But to us, they dope, so we give them light, you know?
Exactly. And it is a beautiful thing, though, because through you guys, I discover artists I never even heard myself.
But that's because, you know, Off the Cuff Radio, not saying that y'all the mainstream radio, but y'all kind of deal with artists that have been on, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all dealt with seasoned artists. Where here on Screwball Radio, we deal with seasoned artists. We deal with vets. And y'all deal with vets too off the cuff. But we also dig a little deeper because we want to find the new wave. We want to find who's the new up and coming. You know, because that's you know, everybody deserves light, man. You can't dim the light on the up and coming. You got to shed light on the up and coming. You know, where's hip hop going to be in another 50 years? You know, who's going to be that guy? Who's going to be the next guy in the next 5 years? So, like, for now, hip hop for us, the it guys right now in the last 5-6 years has been Griselda. They've been them guys. You know, they've been the guys that's most talked about, most listened to, you know. And even through them, they put artists on. You know, you got Black Soprano Family, all of those artists. You know what I mean? You got Drum Work, all those artists. And then you got Griselda, all the new artists that Westside Gunn been putting out, like Wrong Streets, Boldly James, you know, Armani Caesar. You know, but
and it seems,
you know,
like they stuck
the
with
next...
a plan, and they stuck with a plan, and they stuck together. And therefore, that tree branched out.
Well, I mean, it's business, right? So, if you're doing business, why wouldn't you branch out? You know what I'm saying? Business is trees. Like, look at, let's say, for instance, Black Poet. You know, Black Poet Game in the Game. Black Poet, DJ Hot Day. You know, and then he branched off. Screwball.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Rons, the Hostiles, the KLs, myself. You know, you got Mobb Deep, Havoc and P. They branched off, gave you Infamous Mob, gave you Rapanoid, gave you Chinky, gave you Bars and Hooks, you know. Or let's just say Queensbridge as a whole, you know. Gave you Juice Crew. And Juice Crew gave you Poet. And on and on and on. Your Megas, your Natures, your Nas's, you know. Your Tragedies, your Capone and Noriega. These are all branches off of Queensbridge. This is all branches off of Queensbridge. So imagine if Queensbridge was its own label.
Ooh, man. That'd be a powerhouse.
For sure. So it's the same with Griselda. You know? Conway got his own select people he deal with that he think he gonna put out, and he puts them out. Conway's still under the brand of Griselda. You got Westside Gunn, you know, the head of Griselda, and he put out other artists that he think is dope. And now you got Benny the Butcher, who got his own little cipher going on, and he's giving you, you know, his Black Soprano family. He's giving you OT, what's his name? He's a new white artist, OT something. He also gives you Boz Murray. And I know Boz Murray for a long time. But Boz Murray been opening up damn near every Griselda show. Every tour, he's an opening act. So, you know, there's enough money for, yeah, there's enough money for everybody. So, you know, why not show love and put artists out if they got the work ethic for it?
Exactly. And just follow up, because I read an article about them the other day about how they're one of the hip-hop's hardest working crews. As long as you got the work and you got the quality, and they also figured it out the way they make their money, like we talked about, not just streaming. They still put out physicals. They put out merch on every shows.
Yeah, well, they got a core following, right? They got a core
mm-hmm.
following. So Westside was smart when he came out, because they were independent, right? So as an independent, you could put your own price on your vinyl, on your records. So, you know, there was albums they was putting out was like $80. Some of them was like $200, you know. And once you build that brand up and you create that core following, they're going to follow you wherever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like basketball, you know. Carmelo Anthony was my favorite basketball player. And he went from Syracuse. He went to Denver Nuggets. So I went to Denver Nuggets. Then, you know, he went to New York. So I was with New York just for him, you know. Then he went to the Rockets. Now I'm watching the Rockets play. Then he went to Portland. Now I'm watching Portland play. You know what I mean? So when you're a fan of someone, you're going to follow them wherever they go. So,
absolutely.
You know, the thing is that they keep putting out content, and a lot of these artists put out content, and that's what draws you to them. You know, like, shout out Rome Streets. I'm at Rome Streets, I want to say 2019. I met him with Planet Asia, and Planet Asia was at an event that I was at. And I started checking Rome Streets, and I saw his music was fire. So when I seen Griselda pick him up, I was like, yo, that's the perfect match for him. That's the perfect place for him to be, is Griselda. You know what I mean? And you got 38 Special with his Trust. That whole cipher was crazy. You know?
Yeah, and that's where
that whole,
and that's where he, and that's exactly where he belongs. See, you gotta, they gotta go to a team that understands them versus them going on like a Southern label. They don't really understand how to market them. And no disrespect to the Southern labels, but he wouldn't fit doing certain criteria of music, even though he probably can, but he fit like a glove over there in Griselda.
Well, you know, Griselda put out that street music. Not saying that the South don't put out street music, but Griselda is from New York. Whether they from Buffalo, it don't matter. You know, we still, New York is a different breed. You know what I mean? We different. Whether you're from Rochester, it don't matter where you're from, man. New York is New York, you know? And he fit good over there. You know? But yeah, I want to talk about this sports shit. You know, I want to talk about sports, right? So I've been watching these basketball games, and I see that they have like this in-season tournament, and that shit been throwing me off. What you think about this in-season tournament?
That's very odd. I think what they're doing, since the business model has changed, like, they figure more content, more revenue. But what you're in danger of doing is you putting too much content out there, and you're also going to confuse your audience, because your audience is already adjusted to looking at a season for 82 games. Now you're throwing a tournament up there, and people are like...
Yeah, they're still doing it's still the 82 games, but the tournament is within those 82 games. And that's what throws me the fuck off. I'm like, what the fuck is this in-season tournament? Like, what's the purpose of this? Is that going to push you up the line to the playoffs? Like, what is the purpose of this?
I don't understand it. I mean, I'm thinking what they're doing, just like I said, what they're doing is they're trying to get more content out there, because the more content, the more revenue it draws these days. That's why you see a lot of sports show, they're putting out so many TV shows, so many sports related shows. But like you said, it's confusing.
Today is the championship game for the in season tournament. And it just throws me the fuck off. Like what does this shit do for the season? Does it put
it looks
you,
to me like participation trophies.
But that's crazy to me. Are they trying to do it like, the Final Four? You know what I mean? What's the whole purpose of it? So I'll start reading. And it says, all 30 teams have been randomly drawn into groups of five within their conference based on wins, losses, records from the 22-23 regular season, beginning November 3rd, continuing Tuesday, November 28th. Each team will play four designated group play games on tournament nights. That shit just threw me off. Like, on tournament nights? One game against each opponent on its group, with two games at home and two on the road. Fuck is
and
that?
People have mixed feelings, man. People have mixed feelings about it, because I'm looking at the comments on one of the videos about it. They say it may be a great idea, but you're going to risk probably injuries to their star players by playing extra games or load management.
Yeah, so check it out. Out of the eight teams will advance to the knockout rounds. The team with the best standing in group play games in each of the six groups and two wild cards. So it's almost like baseball, right?
Yeah.
The team from each conference with the best record in group play games that finished second in its group. The knockout rounds will be single elimination games quarterfinals played in NBA team markets on Monday, December 4th and Tuesday, December 5th. Semifinals and championship. The qualifying teams will compete for a prize pool and the new in-season tournament trophy. Right?
Yeah.
The NBA Cup is called the NBA Cup. So
I'm trying to figure out what they're going to gain, though, because you would think it would make logical sense if, they, if for example, a team wins, they get probably a bye or two in the playoffs. But you think, again, what if this team wins the tournament, but yet they still have a losing season? So what's the purpose of the win? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so December 4th and 5th, the teams that were in it, was the number one seed Lakers, number four seed Phoenix Suns. The Kings were the number two seed. The Pelicans were the number three seed. And on the East Coast, the number one seed was the Bucks. The number four seed was the Knicks. The number two seed was the Pacers. And the number three seed was the Boston Celtics. This is crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't
understand why. Yeah, like, to me, they should just do this shit in the summertime. If y'all want to play basketball all year round, do that shit in the summertime. Why are you adding shit to our regular season and confusing everybody? Like, this shit don't push you in line for the championship. This don't put you in line for the playoffs, because you still got to win X amount of games out of the 82 games. You still got to win, right?
Yeah.
And it says each team will continue to play 82 regular season games in 2023-24 season, including those games that are part of group play and the knockout rounds. So you just throwing shit into the season. Giving people, I mean, I guess you get the players to play with more incentive, but what's a more incentive than making it to the playoffs and possibly winning the NBA championship instead of these trophy cups and this bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because the end game supposed to be winning the championship after the grueling 82-game schedule, then playoffs. So throwing this snap dab in the middle of the season, it not only confuses the watcher, the viewers, but it also puts wear and tear into the players. And they're like, okay,
yeah, like,
we win this cup.
Yeah, right now the Lakers are playing the Pacers for the in-season tournament final. Pacers and the Lakers. But it just doesn't make no sense to me because, like I said, they're not getting unless these in-season things go for, like, first-round picks and second-round picks in the draft. But this ain't doing that either. It's just confusing to me.
Yeah, because, you know,
so where?
It looks very confused. Like, what they're trying to do, they're trying to experiment. They're trying to experiment with different creative outlets to probably bring new viewers. But you don't want to confuse your casuals. You don't want to confuse your core base.
Yeah, I mean, today's the last game for it. Today, whoever gets the NBA Cup, you know, whatever. And then I guess it's back to the regular season. I mean, they still playing the regular season games, but let's see what happens, see what it does. On another note,
I'm curious to know about that, though. I might post something about that, asking the question, like, help me understand that, because, you know, there's people that really follow the NBA crazy, and explain to me how that makes sense. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, and on another note, you know, jumping over to the NFL, I heard Aaron Rodgers has been cleared for practice. So he's back practicing. See what happens. The Jets is 4-8. They've lost their last three games. You know, the Dolphins sit at the top. And, you know, the season's still popping. You know what I mean? I think this is week 14, so we got four more weeks.
Dang, man, that's go by quick. Football
yeah,
season
for
go
real.
Quick, boy.
I mean, it's 18 weeks, you know? That just lets you know how fast time is going. You know, we already at 14 weeks. And I definitely want to see who's going to go to the Super Bowl. I want to see who makes it to the playoffs.
Yeah, we get to really see now who's cut out for this. It's crunch time coming
up. You know that.
What?
You know, the quarterback for the Jaguars just got injured the other day. You know, and they top seed over there, AFC South. They're the top over there with a record of 8-4. So I see where they're going, you know. And over on the National League, you know, the Eagles been bullying people. Even though they lost that one game, they 10-2 right now. The Giants is sitting right just like the Jets. We both got the same record, 4-8. The Niners, I've been rooting for the Niners all season. That's my West Coast squad. Shout out the 49ers. I don't care what anybody got to say.
The Lions, they've been beasting this year.
I mean, you know, the Lions is always good in season. It's just when they get to the playoffs that they crumble, you know. Let's see what they do this year, though. It's gonna be some good games. A lot of good teams out there, and
yeah,
you know, some teams may upset great teams. You know, there's some teams out there that will upset your best teams. So, you know, don't think, oh, we're gonna come into the stadium and we're gonna whoop them, because that might not be the outcome. It might just be, you know what I'm saying, like. When the Eagles and the Jets played, everybody, oh, the Eagles going to come in and wreck them and do this and do that. And they left with that L. You know what I'm saying? Don't underestimate anybody. Just like the Panthers, you know. The Panthers is 1-11, all right? But whoever they beat, those, you know they mad. You know they mad. They was 1-whatever they was. They was 0-whatever, and they came in and beat y'all. And y'all walking around with that L because the Panthers gave you that L. And they the worst team in football. No disrespect to you, E. You know what I'm saying? I know you read North Carolina.
I'm aware of it, man. That's why We wear it with our heads down.
I mean, they should have never got rid of Cam.
Nah, man. Because they saw him as that's more so front office. That's more so front office, and they are hiring people that don't know anything. That's why they're trying to clean house right now.
Yeah, man. They let go of Cam Newton, and they've been doo-doo ever since.
And they should have worked with Cam Newton. Cam Newton was a draw.
Yeah, at least Cam Newton had them in the playoffs. Cam Newton took them to the chip, even though they lost. But, yeah, man, you know. And another thing I want to talk about, I know we didn't talk about the politics yet. I don't know if you saw, but, you know, the UN was calling for a ceasefire over there in Israel and Hamas over there in Gaza. And for some reason, the United States vetoed the ceasefire, which is crazy to me. It's like they want them to continue to be fighting. If 9 countries voted for a ceasefire to bring peace in the region, why would you veto it?
They see there's some benefits in that. There's some benefits right there. There's some kickbacks involved with that.
Oh, of course. Of course. But that just lets you know, like, what about the people? Aren't you for the people? Aren't you for the peace? And you got, you know, you got U.S., South Korea, Japan. They calling it to, you know, they trying to get North Korea to stop with their military training. That ain't never going to happen.
They've been calling for that for about 40 years. That's never going to happen. Yeah, they can reprimand them all day, but that don't mean they're going to listen. And they're not going to listen. As long as you've got, you know, Russia and China, they're big homies. They're going to flex.
I mean, you know, it just shows you that the people don't matter. It ain't about what the people want. It's about what the corporations want, and they're willing to jeopardize.
People gotta realize that corporations run this country. They ain't the politicians. The corporations run the politicians.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, the Democrats are for the corporations, and the Republicans are for the self-employed, the business owners, you know, individual mom and pop shops. And but at the end of the day, they still overlook the people. The only way things gonna change is the people wake up. You gotta wake up. Just like all my artists out there, man, stop thinking this fucking streaming shit is for you. The streaming shit is not for you. Let's all wake up. Let's ban fucking the streaming shit. Start getting in tune with our own customers or fans or supporters. Let's get in tune with them. You know?
Build that personal connection with your base.
Yeah, run your own websites. Run your own outlets for your music. Let's stop lining the pockets of these companies out there that don't even kick back the right way towards us artists. And this for all artists, pop, rock and roll, hip hop. But they getting everybody. They getting money from everybody. It's not just hip hop. But yeah, man, Saturday night.
Gotta hit it with some heat.
Who hand? We on Who Hand Radio.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we about to hit y'all with some heat right quick. Call number 516-531-9596. We live with Screwball Radio, episode 158. Let's go.
Let's go, Who Hand.
Keep cool, Abby. I'm on your side.
Yeah, Sydney 48 with the remix. You know we had to go get big and low. In general, Thurston House is third. The film was straight paid for the low, low, low. Yeah, man, the remix, let's go. So long, let's get him on the remix, man.
Throw
it out.
Keep 5
and
1,
let's go.
wrist, they gold school, second golden era. Music mixing pro tools, can't control the pressure. Charismatic mathematics, test the time study. Archived alive as money wrapped mummy. Abu Dhabi billboards, Jesus and his dad. Timberland ad, sheepdog and hat. An ebony mag with Buster on the cover. Rock a t-shirt with mugshot of my mother. Kiss my pops on his cheek, laying in his coffin. His afro so big, I don't know how they closed it. East New York High School trainer, Euclid Ave. Rounds real swag and the way you use your hands. Track record, reckless message, been sent. The Mac 11 measurements when metal gets bent. The pressure prince, you're messing with the levels and strength. The ghetto dip, feralness, never live left. Sometimes you gotta monitor the monitor. Matter of fact, who ordered it? The auditor. But I'm the author of this literature, get it, y'all. Still trying to be a rapper, don't get involved. Spikes down far, they ain't get it all. Well, if it went wrong and you ain't get it called, it probably was some shit that you did before. Either way, you spilled milk on the kitchen floor. And only God knows to save the fishing for. I eat these niggas food cause I was fishing more. You're looking at the big fish in the fishing store. Next time, take notes, pay attention more. These niggas blocking their blessing. What they in it for? You ain't stopping the session. What the business on? I'm left-handed, my right foot is what I pivot on. Watch these niggas close, you will see who they was living
yo.
On.
Yo, cocaine melodies, heroin harmonies. Flip the switchblade, cut out your arteries. Most of y'all flash in the pan, gone in a second. Big blade like Yoshimitsu in Tekken. Detonate plastic explosives on your headrest. Teleport half of your head down to the Best Western. When I come through, out of the blue, unexpected. Equestrians move on my chest for very connected. The bulletproof pullover, the RL67 supernova, the M240 Bravo, POLO spelt on my Bonuelo, monochromatic snow boots with fresh Velcro, the polo priest, the Mormon guard, rocking more horses than a foreign car. When you see me, you see Big Vic low, keep big stick, know my whole click low. Let's go, the Lobo Lord, all praise due to the Lauren guard. Get it.
Under,
just for the wrong moves,
bloopers and blunders. I I'm a lost Asian king from Kemet. Become up one with the earth, that's how my soul replenished. Always been the one to give it, never been one that's jealous. I'm always popping on the earth while constructing a message. Ain't worth your time, especially if it ain't progressive. Cause everything that I want in life, I manifest it. I put in work and go hard, plan and invest it. I spend more than I made, how's that for an incentive? And every time I touch the mic, you know I represent it. The shit I got coming when it comes is an epidemic. The ones who put in work never be one to get the credit. It's about who did it right, it's not about who said it. My neighboring girl's got credentials, you can check it. I'm running laps around the track like athletic. And any move I made in life, I don't regret it. Any move I made in life, I don't regret it.
Live life to the fullest.
Go get it.
Start from the bottom, but
top's where I'm headed.
Stand tall, 10 toes.
On the ground implanted.
Even when straight and narrow,
things to get slanted.
Gotta watch out
for those who take advantage.
Living's a full-time job
that most can't manage.
The most claim victim
and get pulled under.
Just for the wrong moves, bruises and blunders.
Survival got me bugging.
For the transpose enemy ducking penalties and felony risks. They still trying to take the West Coast trips to get the packs, not knowing they gon' spend way more to bring it back. Fucking fools keep believing what they seeing on the maps. This shit is premium cap, you think they screaming the facts? Nah, this shit is pathetic, to see the aesthetics is off. They name any strains, don't know the genetics at all. I never recall seeing them niggas involved. Bottom feeders, they pinched off, niggas always been sent off. Yeah, nigga, I been balls 10 clips for the M-Store. Copy that family 10-4, carry on full of indoor. It's an Ice Cube lynch mob, nah. This is new nice Templar, bad bitches I import, yeah. Shake the market, nigga, fuck the system. New bags, hit the spot with the deluxe edition. There's a
drug farm, higher prices mean the floods on. Need bigger scales to put the bud on. Gloves on, strictly business mean the love's gone. I met the plug that put my plug on. Drug farm, higher prices mean the floods on. Need bigger scales to put the bud on. Gloves on, strictly business mean the love's gone. I met the plug that put my plug on.
I'm the motherfucking pirate man. Light the stove, lock the door, drop the coke, rock the hall. When they smoke it like they jaw. You don't open up your safe with a remote, knock it off. I got a soap opera broad, do coke, but don't shop at Ross. You know the money from the game dirty, you post to wash it off. Trust me, you know how much fresh the dope charger costs? Listen, you dumb niggas can't put rose parts on fours. I've been rich for 5 years now and so far I'm bored. It's funny, these niggas running off with work and think they getting over. But we might front you a brick of Yola to get to know you. To get the oil out, you tilt it over. You put it on a napkin to dry the other side, you gotta flip it over. Y'all don't garner no respect, y'all partnered up with rats. And I'ma be the first to put a Starbucks in a trap. Now look how far upstate came. Spent life in a drug trade game as the duct tape gang is butch.
Drug farms, higher prices mean the flood's on. Need bigger scales to put the bud on. Gloves on, strictly business mean the love's gone. I met the plug that put my plug on. Drug farm, higher prices mean the flood's on. Need bigger scales to put the bud on. Gloves on, strictly business mean the love's gone. I met the plug that put my plug on.
Hey yo, loaded position with Dizzer, another banger black. Thought take this shit to the temple, another chamber for the network. Award-winning composer, arranger, rapper's network. It's probably in my closet on a hanger. These fools is out of pocket, they pussy is Joe Exotic. It's cool, Philly be fucking with Pro Tools over Logic at night. We might surface for just the right purchase. My main purpose is keeping shit connected like cursive in any room. Assume I'm as real as any nigga there. And black as Huey Newton, cooling in the wicker chair. Look ahead, y'all just play the field like a brigadier. I get deeper than the Navy SEAL. Tell your engineer to run, hear that onion come. Every bar is one of one, coming from where everybody tucks like a cummerbund. Used to push the Range Rover truck, that was cumbersome. I had to give it up, like when James get a drum or something. The hammer guard, can't you in guard? It's hard dancing with Philly nigga ass, what's good? Y'all know the answer is cancerous. Got game like a televangelist. Snap your track, smoke, tell them what the ransom is. Choke rappers with a thunderbolt while they under oath. One shot, one kill, one approach. Ain't nobody coming close. As far as lyricism, just a couple ghosts. Rappers think they make it to my level. No, the fuck you won't. Listen, I am the legendary goddamn. Yeah, the legendary goddamn. Hey, yo, the legendary goddamn. Let's get it, man.
Back with the potatoes in the front, no end. Praise the boat,
After everybody, we raise a toast to the one that hit the most. Went to the lot, got your rape coast. My shooter had a slip of April coat. It goes, shit hurt when you gotta put your family in the scope.
I had to pray over the word, yeah. We was drowning in that water web, niggas had to surf, yeah. To a kilo from the dirt, running from the Rico, I still had Perico on my shirt, 1100 for an ounce, 20,000 for a verse, chopper made his shoulder jerk, smell of money in the air, on the 15th and the 1st, that being broke shit was a curse, I done killed your favorite rapper, got a body in the trunk, we banging Esco in the hearse, she got a tank inside the purse, the big Telfar, I used to sell hard, the belly belt on, the Yale guard, used to owe the plug, I just pay him off. It's what you do after the brick, bitch, I'm Draymond.
Calico cap and shit, veteran Vic. My pen is like a katana, slicing you open and dicing you up like a banana. Bring Madonna, I bring the drama to your doorstep, then rip your head off with some forceps. Yeah, you know the story, my position is predatory. Kill them off, then I ship his corpse to the crematory. Ashes to ashes, I smoke till my fingers burn. But yo, these motherfuckers never learn. Hey yo,
you don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like. I said you don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like.
I stand 6 feet even, leave your grandmama grieving. Pull the plug, throw him off the stage like he was just leaving. What have you achieving that I haven't already? I done struck all you like my name was J. Paul Getty. I cops all my shoes from Black Stock and Weber, cause blacks rock together on the block with the butter sauce leather. I'm a sight to see for many eyes. Had to bring the truth cause they was spewing so many lies. Women fantasize of me rubbing their body down. From the underground, they assume I go downtown. I flow like Poland, spring water and spring slaughter. Legacies left to the king's sons and the king's daughter. Billionaire bracket bars, my shit's priceless. Fuck the devil, rust right rhymes for the righteous. On the mic, this MC is a problem. It ain't a rapper out that can solve him.
What? You don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like. I say you don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like. I say you don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like. I say you don't need applause when your bars drop jaws and your metaphors criminal. Defying all laws, kick the nab killers in this bitch like Van Cow family getting rich like.
Word.
Yeah. I'm a fucking laid back guy, man. I don't know why everyone wants to fucking have a problem. Guess when you go in places, man. You know how that goes. Yo. Yo. Boys, sweater smelling like the fireplace. Look in the mirror, see a lion's face. Whip spicy like a cayenne. You ain't tryna get this money, motherfucker. What I am, bitches from Thailand. Get turned to move, who got pan. Pumping voodoo, drink. like a yoo-hoo. Shorty put the poodle where she doodle. You motherfuckers acting new-new. Put you in a tutu. Nobody even recognize the new you. Yeah, cut your dick, made a pussy with it. Bitch, I'm Ronnie Coleman, you a rookie with it. Queens of Brooklyn, shit it. Glenn Fittich, neat. I'm rather unique, down to my feet. Linen short set, brown stop right at the kneecap. I love this, but I don't need rap. Your fucking feedback. And suck my dick to the haters. That's why I whip the five wagon gators. All flavors, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, Screwball Radio, episode 158. Me and E over here, just giving y'all nothing but that real shit. Played a couple bangers in there, Max. I mean, some fire in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. A lot of heat for the winner, man. I mean, I think we outdid ourselves with that one. Like,
yeah, if y'all ain't got no heat in our house, man, turn this radio up. That shit gonna have some heat. You gonna have some heat.
Straight up, man. This is good music from all cylinders, man. Action Bronson, Alchemist, Smoke Dizza, Rusty Jux.
Yeah, shout out Smoke Dizza, Harlem Stand Up. You know, shout out my man Rusty. He was actually out here last week. He was out here to the show out here. It was dope. Yeah, man. It's hip hop out there, man.
Yeah.
Just put your ear to the street.
Don't rely on your radio station to give it to you. Come to us. We're gonna supply you your needs, Paul.
You know, I ain't gonna front, you know, Peter Rosenberg High 97, you know, he got his own little show that pops up at midnight. Probably the dopest show on radio. You know, he be playing everybody.
Yeah, he definitely play that underground stuff.
Yeah, he got his own little lane. You know, shout out Peter Rosenberg for keeping the culture popping on Hot 97. For real.
Yes,
yeah,
sir,
man.
And
Saturday,
you know,
in the books.
Yes, sir. As we wrap about 158, we're going to hit y'all with the throwback pick of the week. We thank everybody once again for joining us. And be sure to check us out on all streaming platforms. Just type up Screwball Radio, and we're definitely going to pop up. All you got to do is just go on Google, and we're definitely going to pop up. So also download these shows, too, because YouTube be tripping sometimes. I can't upload certain episodes, so support us on Spotify, Apple. Download these episodes, most importantly, as well, because you get it raw and uncut. You get the music and everything. Just thought I'd put that out there.
Yeah, yeah, Screwball Radio. Shout out our brother Poet. A couple technical difficulties on his end. But we'll be back next Saturday. Same school time, same school channel. And let's go. Let's give them that old school pick of the week.
Most definitely. We see y'all
hip-hop
next Saturday.
Let's go. Who hand?
This is the Screwball Radio throwback pick of the week.
Yeah, this is Show VIZ. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling with my main man Freddie Fox in the house of motherfucking pain. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get some more off our chest. Word up.
Yeah, check this out. It's a war going on. And we gonna see who the real live niggas is on the front line. I got a Glock named Lucy with two twin clips. I'ma see how many sucker motherfuckers can stand the pain, baby. That's right, Freddie F-O-X-X-X. And I'ma step to every motherfucker, and I'ma put your gangster shit through the test. Let's see if you can pass, baby. Yeah, peace to my man, Joe Vincent AG. I'm out.
Word up. Time to silence the land. Let niggas know what time it is. Real tip, you know what I'm saying?
runner ups. I'm catching wreck cause I'm getting back.
Uh-huh.
You can forget it if you think you're gonna get it and rip it next. Yeah, whatever's clever, huh? And like heat wave, I'm playing niggas
always and forever.
Letting you know that I'm still a man. And killing all the riffraff in the silence of the land.
Show biz and I'm silence the land. To my partner AG, silence the land. To my man Bon Finesse, silence the land.
I'll take a sip, a blunt,
then I'll take a puff.
I'm undisputed even when I'm booted.
Uh-huh.
So act like Bo Jackson after surgery.
And don't do it.
Yapping, this AG, it won't happen while your jaws are jabbing.
Uh-huh.
It's your girl, I'll be capping.
Yeah.
This your bust a nut, guess what? Now I'm flowing. You try to act wild, I'll pull you foul, cause your style is stolen. My crew said to catch wreck. Well, tell me why you wanna flex, showing no one
that I'm going next.
Is it because I'm your idol, right? Plus I'm hitting harder than the champ in a heavyweight
title fight.
You try to quote some shit I wrote. You try to play me like a kid or shove a dog down your fucking throat. You see me coming, start ducking down. When I speak, you don't speak, so shh,
don't make a fucking sound.
You wanna go through hell? Well, you thought I fell, so come on and take a fucking L.
Rappers caught hell when I jumped on the scene. They said I was a rookie and my name was Charlie Sheen. Some talked about my concert,
uh-huh.
Said that I was whack. And 20% of beats was in my house was stacked and stacked. If I was blind, I might break like a referee.
Uh-huh.
So the next man can't see round two or three. It takes round one to get the job done. It's great to be so son. I don't talk tough, I'm not a tough guy. Rather buy a bean pie from a guy with a bow tie. Piece of FOI, cause they got the skills to make brothers who act ill.
Chill.
War to war on the dance floor. I wanna see your arms up, even if you ain't sure.
Uh-huh.
Before I kick styles, that's legit.
What you gotta
you
do?
You gotta cover the mic with tissue, cause I talk much shit. I leave girls with a smile and fellas real stunned. I make hard rocks to the way.
And
forget those young guns. Here's a new rap list blowing rappers out the anus. If you weak and grab the mic, I'll make you famous. So don't flip or I hunt you like a kid in a crib. Damn, it's time to silence.